nice move. Another nice move. Oh, he scores. Oh, what a goal. Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-multi-million-dollar sports bar line studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Welcome you to 2 hours of sports entertainment, sports information, and guess what? Sports smack as well. We have open phone lines around the world. You can join myself and my all-star Zach Attack, of course. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We've got a new guy calling the scores tonight, Matt Buffalo. Check in 54 minutes past. He has a big radio background here in the Bay Area, so we'll welcome Matt to the Sports Byline family straight up. Lots of things to talk about. Zach Attack, what's happening as far as a great athlete of the week this week?
Oh, this week we got one of the greatest athletes in boxing history, Roy Jones Jr.
And speaking of boxing, what are we talking about? Great fights tonight, not Manny Pacquiao. What fight are we talking about?
The incomparable Hagler Hearns.
Hagler Hearns, tacked to April 15, 1985. Man, they rock and roll. We will bring you that fight in depth tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Charles J. will be here in hour number two. We've got open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Taco Man live on Sports Byline.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months.
Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should.
Call 877-93-STEEL.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the Ferry Docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodge@tiburon.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Stardate, Sunday, November 6, 2016. Straight up, 29-year-old Alan Myers told the Pennsylvania court this week that former Penn State football coach will talk about the convicted pedophile Jerry Sandusky molested him as a 14-year-old boy in 2001. This, even though he admitted he had denied the former coach had molested him during the investigation of the scandal probably about 10 years ago. The bottom line is, why did he deny it? That's a hard, hard call to make, folks. I mean, I know if I got raped, that'd be a hard thing for me to do, to call the police and say, you know what, I just been raped. That'd be a tough thing to do. So if somebody wanted to call me out in public and make my rape a big public spectacle like Mr. Myers, I think I'd say no, too. But the bottom line is, he made a lot of headaches over the years, all the stress that Jerry Sandusky, of course, brought on people he spent in 30 years. He belongs there. Black lives matter, but cops' lives matter, too, folks. An NYPD sergeant was fatally shot in the head this week, and another officer badly wounded in a Wild West-style shootout with an ex-con in the Bronx on Friday. Sergeant Paul Pizzullo, a 41-year-old veteran, a married father of two, he died without firing a shot as he and other officers chased down this creep, this scumbag by the name of Manuel Gonzalez, about 2:45 in the afternoon. Gonzalez, who had 17 prior arrests and served time in prison, he was shot when the cops opened fire on him. More power to him. No trial. I'll go with that. Bottom line is, I don't believe in summary executions or anything like that, but if you're being chased by the police, you shoot the cops, you deserve to die. That's just the way I feel. Being an ex-cop, Black Lives Matter, but also, don't forget, all lives matter. Former Vanderbilt University football coach, Brandon Vandenberg and Corey Bailey. Of course, both these guys were convicted originally for rape when they raped a lady in the, get this, she was out cold. I mean, like, unconscious. Done. 2013. She was unconscious. They raped her. One guy got 17 years in the slam. Of course, they had a retrial for Vandenberg. And Vandenberg, of course, now getting maybe 30 years. He deserves it. You rape somebody that's unconscious, and guess what his excuse was? I was drunk. Being intoxicated, that just don't go either way. Bottom line is, he deserves his slam. How about Ricky Williams, my man? Of course, I saw him on the BART train coming into the Sports Byline Studio. I think it's about a year ago. Of course, he won the Heisman Trophy back in 1998. He's the guy the New Orleans Saints, they traded for, gave up like everything. They gave up their entire franchise. Gave up one of their 1999 picks, three of their picks in the year 2000. Of course, that was one of the most infamous moves in NFL history. Well, guess what? He's also a weed head. He smokes a lot of weed. He's a cannabis advocate. Marijuana, cannabis, call it what you want. The bottom line is, he believes in it. I believe in it. He's a cannabis advocate, an educator, and an entrepreneur. And that's what brought Williams to Vancouver on Saturday, where he visited a place called Mary Jane's House of Grass to meet people, sign autographs, and talk about how he would legalize marijuana and make it like the drug as far as pain and mood and things like that are concerned. He says without marijuana, that's why he quit football. That's why he quit, because of the weed. He couldn't smoke weed, so there was no sense in him taking pain pills and that kind of stuff, so he just got out. Bottom line is, marijuana is legal in some 24 states, including Washington, Oregon, but it is banned by the NFL. But guess what? Come Tuesday, California, man. California's coming back. They're going to legalize weed on Tuesday. Sticking with the NFL, former NFL running back Kevin Turner suffered from the most advanced stage of chronic traumatic CTE, brain damage, folks. A degenerative disease linked to repeated brain trauma. He died at 46. I think it was in March of this year. Of course, man, he played 8 seasons with the Patriots and the Eagles. Man, it was pretty ugly. Get this. They said his brain was like that of a 115-year-old man. That's how bad it was. That's how bad his brain looked as far as an MRI is concerned after when they examined him at Boston University when they looked at his brain afterwards. Of course, they announced this on Thursday. And you got to remember this, okay? The NFL commissioner, Roger, thinks he's God because God is in his name, Roger Goodell, and Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. They cannot see any relationship between brain damage and the NFL. Simply put, they have blood on their hands. Sticking with godly concept, the Golden State Warriors combo of Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, are said to be a cinch to win the 2017 NBA title. Not if they play the way they did against the thought-to-be lowly L.A. Lakers under the leadership of new head coach. I'm talking about the rookie himself, Luke Walton. Bottom line is, talent aside, what about egos in the Warriors' locker room? Oh, by the way, the Warriors losing three straight to King LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier in this year was the biggest choke of 2016 in the world of sports. Ray Allen officially announced his retirement this week from the NBA. Of course, he hadn't played since 2014. Hurt a lot, but guys around the league were dogging. In fact, as Ray John Rondo said, I thought he'd done retired already. Well, speaking of this, talk about irony. Mets pitcher who starred in anti-domestic violence ads is charged with domestic violence. Juris Familia, good name, Family Guy, all-star closing pitcher for the New York Mets, making $4.1 million, and recently appeared in an ad in a campaign against domestic violence, doing this stuff on TV and the radio and all that kind of stuff in Spanish and English. Yeah, bilingual. Anyway, arrested for domestic violence in Bergen, New Jersey. I kid you not, according to the Bergen Record. Fort Lee, New Jersey police say that Familia, identified as Juris F. Mojica, of causing bodily injury to another, according to a complaint posted Tuesday by the Record. The victim, whose name is being redacted from the complaint, his old lady, had visible injuries, especially from a scratch to the chest and a bruise to her right cheek. He's 27 years old. He was arrested after an officer responded to the incident, found probable cause to believe he had lumped up the old lady. He's been charged with a simple assault, and the bail was set at $1,500. And now to close things out with a bit of a laugh, folks. Let's write a bit of a laugh here. A patient passing gas during surgery ended up being burned after the laser ignited the fart. I kid you not, I'll read it again. A patient passing gas during surgery this week ended up being burned after the laser ignited a fart, resulting in a fiery explosion, a report released Friday by the Tokyo Medical University Hospital said. While doctors operated on the woman's cervix, she apparently farted. The laser ignited the emission. As a result, her lower body was badly burned, badly affected. Now, I want to laugh at the fact she got burned, but a fart? It's crazy stuff. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And of course, Manny Pacquiao, a winner tonight in Las Vegas, capturing the WBO welterweight title. Of course, Zach Attack Young coming back after the break. We're talking WBO. Of course, the WBO had like four championship fights on the line tonight on HBO, of course, emanating from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Manny Pacquiao on top, taking that title from Jesse Vargas. But four title fights. We're talking that. We're talking the NFL net. We're talking NBA. And of course, we've got scores coming up at 54 minutes past hour with our rookie. He's no rookie in the world of sports. This guy knows who he's talking about. I'm talking about Matt Bethea, formerly of 95.7 here in the Bay. Of course, straight up, we'll talk the scores with him at 54 minutes past the hour. Hour number two, I bring in my resident genius. We'll talk about the great Charles Day, plays by jay.com. We're talking stats, numbers, all that kind of good stuff with only the genius can. Straight up, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live phone lines all across America, around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but I'll run out of time. This is Sports Byline. You're tuned to the Taco Man Show. So you want to jump out your trick bag.
Have you ever wondered why we vote on Tuesday?
No.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Tonight, in the world of boxing, we had four, count them, four WBO title fights. It was WBO night. Zhu Shiming, he decisioned Manny Pacquiao to win a WBO belt. We had Jesse Magdaleno in a bit of an upset. He beat Nonito Donaire for a WBO belt by unanimous decision. Oscar Valdez knocked out Hiroshige Osawa in seven rounds for yet another WBO belt. And of course, in the main event of the evening, Manny Pacquiao, the legend, as top-ranked billed him, managed to drop and decision Jesse Vargas for the WBO welterweight belt. So all kinds of WBO title belts on the line. And, you know, not too bad of an event for boxing, actually. I think the card was better. It ended up being better in person than it was on paper.
Okay. And looking at Zhu Shiming now, of course, the Olympic gold medalist, the guy that is like Mr. Japan, Mr. China over there. I know that about 120-107, 120-107, and 119-108. So he won going away. Magdaleno beat Donaire, and you call that an upset. But Magdaleno was undefeated coming in at 23-0 with 17 whacks.
Yeah, certainly. But Donaire is kind of known as, you know, he was pound for pound number one on some people's lists a couple years ago. I never thought he should have been that high. But, you know, Donaire has more of a resume than Magdaleno, I'd say.
Stick a fork in him. Is he still trying to live off that knockout of Victor Chinian 7-7, 2007?
I think that was the big thing that propelled him, and he hasn't really had a lot of impressive wins since then. A lot of them have been over guys that were kind of done.
Okay, Oscar Valdez, of course, the WBO 126-pound champion, now 22-0, 19 wax, a impressive seven-round KO winner over top-rank Hiroshige Osawa. Now, that was a pretty easy name, Hiroshige Osawa. Now, those Russian names are a bit of a bear. I'm not going to push you on those Russian names tonight, but Osawa leaving the ring 30 wins, 4 losses, 4 draws, and 19 KOs. And, of course, in the main event, Manny Pacquiao coming back to say the legend has returned. I don't know, 59-6-2, 38 KOs. He's got to be older than God now, like 38 years old. Scores are 114, 113, 118, 109 twice. That means Pac won going away on two of the scorecards, but only won by 1 point on the third scorecard. That's a little bit unusual. Anyway, the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao winner, Jesse Vargas, who he said he was going to knock Pacquiao dead when he came in. He's 27-0 with two knockouts. The guy hasn't knocked out anybody since Clinton was president, not Hillary, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Jesse Vargas, I don't think there was ever much of a knockout threat from Vargas, even though that's what he said. Manny Pacquiao actually came closer to knocking Jesse Vargas out tonight.
Okay, we're talking boxing, of course. This is your WBO Boxing Report. You can always follow the World Boxing Organization online at WBOboxing.com or check them out on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. Go to Facebook and say, hey, I want to join the WBO team. And, of course, they are the number one sanctioning body in all of boxing. You want to talk clarity? That's right. We're talking the WBO. So Pacquiao's back. Does that make him a viable contender for a welterweight championship outside of the WBO? Because let's be honest, we're talking Keith Thurman or Kell Brook or somebody like that. They'd probably be favored over a Manny Pacquiao at this stage.
I would say so. I mean, I think Manny Pacquiao would have a good chance of beating either of those guys, especially we don't know what type of damage Kell Brook sustained from the Golovkin fight. Errol Spence is another guy who's nearing a title shot, and I think that would be an interesting fight, although I would personally favor Errol Spence over Pacquiao.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao has a 147-pound belt now. Donaire is out of the picture, of course, but Donaire has been out of the picture for a long time. You know where Donaire made his move? He tried to buck Bob Arum about 5 or 6 years ago, and he was hot, and he tried to get his wife in to be his manager, and she was calling the shots, and you know Arum and those guys aren't going to let the old lady call the shots, man. They're not going to do that, you know. So they broke him down, they made him crawl, and he came back.
Yeah, that's essentially what happened. And he was on his way to being a pretty decent star, you know. I don't think he ever would have reached a Pacquiao level, but he was starting to become a bit of a star.
Okay, speaking of superstars, you mentioned earlier Gennady Golovkin, 36-0, now 33 KOs, coming off that win, that early mid-round knockout, of course, of Kell Brook, the reigning world welterweight champion, one of the welterweight title holders. Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. Canelo told me in Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago, or 15 days ago, 16 days ago, that he was going to fight Golovkin in 2017, probably in September 2017 at the latest. And guess what? He looks so damn big compared to Golovkin. I've been next to both these guys. It's like one's a light heavyweight, Zach, and the other one's like a light middleweight.
Yeah, definitely. I've thought that Canelo was bigger for a while, and on Fight Night, a lot of times he is outweighing Golovkin by like 10 pounds.
Okay. Speaking of world heavyweight champions, of course, Tyson Fury is still the world heavyweight champion in the minds of some, but you know he's going to be stripped eventually, I guess, if he can't defend that title. Of course, now he has a cocaine defense. Have you ever heard a guy offer a cocaine defense before?
No, I haven't heard that. That's a new one. I know he's been stripped of the titles, which I don't know if that's normal circumstances for that. But I mean, regardless, we're gonna see Klitschko fighting for the titles again.
Okay, Manny Pacquiao winner now. Of course, Golovkin and Canelo. Is that the big super fight? Is that the fight everybody wants to see?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest fight right now is Golovkin Canelo. And a lot of people, you know, they look at, oh, well, Golovkin only sold like 100,000 on his pay-per-view, and Canelo's selling like 500,000. But if they combine together, I know they do over 1 million buys just because the sum of the parts would be greater, I think.
Okay, no doubt about that. We're talking about boxing right here, of course. And Gennady Golovkin, the world middleweight champion. Speaking of middleweight champions, we're going to go in depth with the world middleweight champion. Hour number two, we'll bring in Marvin Hagler. Listen to Marvin talk about Tommy Hearns to an extent in his career, but the war, April 1985, it was tax day. But guess what? Tommy Hearns wrote a check he couldn't cash.
Yeah, he got taxed that day.
You know what I said? You know what, when it was we were at the weigh-in, and I said to myself, you know, he looked like he had fell out of at the weigh-in. At the post-fight press conference in the Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion, I was sitting there, and Emmanuel Stewart came out, and Tommy, I think, couldn't make it. And he was hurt, man. He wasn't a hit man. He was a hurt man. He looked like he had... He looked like after it was all said and done, he was laying there on the canvas. I was looking at him. He looked like he had fallen out of an airplane and survived and couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that was, you know, even though it was only three rounds, they both took a lot of damage in that fight.
Okay. We'll talk about great fights, of course. That's in hour number two. We're also going to talk about Roy Jones Jr. in hour number two, of course, one of the greatest athletes of all time. Without a doubt, when Roy Jones was on, when he was hot, man, nobody could touch him.
Yeah, he was, and he made a lot of songs about that, you know, not being touched. And they're kind of ironic now, but at the time, I mean, he was the pound for pound number one.
Okay. The world of the UFC, of course, talking mixed martial arts in this segment as well. And of course, the UFC heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic, he's waiting on the winner. Of course, that's going to go down in December of Fabrice Verdum and Cain Velasquez. You and I like Velasquez there, don't we?
Yeah, Velasquez, I mean, he trains harder than anybody, and when he's at his peak, he's really difficult to beat. So if it's sea level Kane, I mean, that's A level.
Exactly. Sea level Kane is A level, folks, because when he went to Mexico, he disrespected Mother Nature and went into a 10,000 feet altitude, and of course without training in the altitude very much. And of course he went in there having to lose about 45 or 50 pounds. How much weight do you think he lost for that fight? Man, he was fat as a pig.
Oh, easily. You and I were speculating that he was around 300 in a picture a couple weeks before the fight. So I think he lost a lot of weight. Okay. And, you know, speaking of that, I really think that had to be embarrassing for a guy to go to Mexico and to lose like that.
Well, you know, but he wasn't the Mexican fan. Here was the Mexican-American fighter allegedly going home to where his people were from. Of course, but for Doom was a crowd favorite because he had went down there and he had, like, mixed with the Mexicans for, like, 2 months.
Yeah, and that was a big mistake on Kane's part, and I'm sure that he wants to undo that mistake.
Okay. Speaking of mistakes, Conor McGregor, is he making a mistake taking on Eddie Alvarez at 155? Is that too much for him?
I don't think it's too much. I mean, we won't know until after the fight, but on paper, I just think that the striking of McGregor will be too much for Alvarez. Even though Alvarez is a good striker, I just think McGregor has that power that was able to even hurt someone like Nate Diaz, who's hard to hurt.
Chris Weidman and Yoel Romero, of course, battling for the, I guess, for a shot to fight for the middleweight title, Weidman being the ex-champion, the natural, of course. I think he's lost a couple steps. What do you think?
Yeah, he hasn't looked good in the last couple fights that he's been in. And a lot of people thought he was going to have this run like Anderson Silva, but just because you beat Anderson Silva doesn't mean you're going to have that type of run. That run was kind of unparalleled other than maybe George St. Pierre.
Well, it's like Shane Mosley beating Oscar De La Hoya. Beating a man doesn't make you the man.
No, I mean, he didn't ever quite rise to that level of pay-per-view stardom that Anderson Silva did.
Okay. Frankie Edgar and Jeremy Stephens now. Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion, dropping down to 145, coming off that loss to Jose Aldo. Aldo took him to school and flunked him out.
Yeah, Aldo, that was the best Aldo I've seen in a while. And that Aldo is somebody who actually probably could pose some problems for McGregor if McGregor does cut down that low again. I think he'll probably be comfortable at 155 now.
Do you think that Conor McGregor respects Eddie Alvarez? I mean, he sounds like he does. He calls him a bum with a belt and things like that. But does he respect him deep down inside, or is it all show, or does he really feel that way about people, do you think?
I would draw the parallel to Floyd Mayweather. You know, they both talk a lot of trash, but at the end of the day, I think that they respect their opponents more than most fighters. And that's what makes them successful, because no matter what they say, they evaluate every aspect of their opponent's games and they try to come up with a game plan that's going to offset all that.
Of course, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts as I speak. Of course, 2 weeks removed from the WBO convention in Puerto Rico. I got to tell you, Zach, it was a wonderful time. The people are wonderful over there. The food was good. The drinks were expensive, but I don't drink much, so it didn't bother me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Puerto Rico, what's not to love about Puerto Rico? And, of course, it was the WBO who you have said is the champion of integrity.
No doubt about that. Of course, this has been your WBO boxing segment, your combat sports segment brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow WBO on the web at WBOboxing.com or check them out on Facebook. Join their Facebook channel. Bottom line is, this is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man. You're tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Tie game, 10th inning, one down, the pitch. Ground ball to third, base hit down the left field line. The go-ahead run will score. The ball is backhanded by Geyer. Rizzo goes to third, double for Zobrist. Cubs lead 7-6. Ground ball, left field, base hit. One run is in. Zobrist around third, holding.
Cubs lead 8-6. Miguel Montero comes through.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When it gets frigid outside, people will do almost anything to stay warm. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about using your space heater safely right after this.
Severe storms and rolling blackouts can leave you and your family powerless. Take control and never feel powerless again with a Generac automatic backup generator. It stands guard, ready to supply power to your home within seconds of a power outage. Generac generators start at just $1,899 and financing is available. Plus, for a limited time, when you schedule a free in-home assessment with a Generac dealer, you will receive a 5-year warranty, a $495 value, absolutely free. To learn more, call 1-800-928-5596 or visit poweryoucontrol.com.
As the cold weather starts to intensify, people begin to look for ways to supplement their heating systems. A space heater may be a good way to do that, but you have to make safety a priority anytime you use one of these things. First, make sure the heater is certified by a recognized testing lab like Underwriters Laboratories. It should have a thermostat so that you don't run the risk of overheating a room, and a tip switch to turn the unit off if it accidentally gets turned over. The heater should be set on a flat level surface that isn't within 3 feet of bedding, drapes, or other flammable materials. Finally, don't let children or pets play around the heater and never leave it running when you leave the room or go to sleep. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
As we sit here waiting for today's newest story about the FBI improperly, immorally, and illegally trying to interfere with next Tuesday's elections, this question: when should we reclassify the form of the government of the United States from democracy to fascism? I mean, do we wait until the prospective inauguration next January of a president who does not seem interested in our Constitution? Or, if the FBI is already trying to help one party seize control of our government, technically is that good enough to just cut to the chase and say we are already living in a goddamned fascist state? Should we just admit that next Tuesday is not an election to try to prevent fascism and a dictatorship here, but one that is trying to get a woman elected who will fight back against the national detectives who have already decided freedom here is secondary to what they want and who they like?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Two down. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it.
Oh.
108 years removed from their last world championship, the Chicago Cubs, well, they celebrated today, of course, yesterday, in front of 5 million people. 5 million people showed up for this parade for the Chicago Cubs, of course. That was probably like the second big, I think it's like the, Zach, it's something like the second biggest assemblage of people in the entire world, I think.
That was, you know, that was crazy. They said there was 5 million people at the Chicago Cubs parade.
Yeah, that's crazy. And of course, Chicago Cubs coming back and winning the World Series. Now, they didn't choke, but they were down, man. You and I, we thought Cleveland had momentum going there, but were the Cubs just the better team and that the cream rose to the top here?
Yeah, the Cubs were the better team. I mean, that Cubs team was one of the best teams that we've ever seen. It's not that often that teams win over 100 games in a season.
103 games to be exact, of course, and the World Series. Now, the people in Cleveland, you know, they've had a good run this year. They had the Cleveland Cavaliers smoking, of course, coming back and getting those Golden State Warriors. Can I say, the choke artists that they were of 2016, no doubt about that. Can we agree on that they were the chokes of the sporting world thus far this year?
Well, that may be true, but the Cleveland Indians choked a 3-1 lead away as well.
Yeah, but they weren't. Yeah, I guess you got a point there. But the bottom line is, you know, the Warriors are considered the better team there, and the Cleveland Indians weren't the better team there against the Cubs. The Cubs were the better team. You just said that going in.
Yeah, you're right. I just wanted to throw that out there, you know, that they did actually lose a 3-1 lead, which is just as rare in baseball as it is in basketball.
Well, I agree. But, of course, baseball and basketball, just different sports, don't know about that. But they're both kicking butt now. It's October. It's November. I mean, the World Series used to end in October, and it barely ended in October this year, but I've got to tell you, had it went to 7 games, you know, it did go to 7 games, but I just don't, how can I put this? I wasn't feeling the excitement this year, I guess, because I thought the Cubs were going to roll over the Cleveland Indians. Then when Cleveland went up 3-1, I said to myself, whoa, I'm interested now. And, of course, the Cubs came back and they won. History has been made. 5 million people in the street, no doubt about that. And nobody got shot in Chicago. That's a good one.
Yeah, it stopped the violence for a second, didn't it? And well, you know,
I'm going to tell you a little story. Michael Jordan used to play basketball in the 80s when I was a cop in San Francisco. I worked in a rough neighborhood, plain clothes in a rough neighborhood. I couldn't arrest anybody. I couldn't find anybody when Michael Jordan was playing basketball or when the 49ers were winning those Super Bowls. I couldn't find anybody on the street. The streets were barren.
You had to come up with some quota tickets at that
point. No, I never. No, I was a real cop. I didn't have to do quota tickets. The bottom line is when there wasn't I never gave tickets because tickets I thought were a way to piss people off. You want to give somebody a break. You want to make somebody call the police when something goes down. You give them a break. You tell them, you know what, that wasn't cool making that left turn like you did. You might get somebody hurt. Try not to do it again and have a good day. And you tell people that when they drive away from you, they're thinking, oh, my God, did that cop really just do that? Yeah, I used to do that all the time. And my captain out there at Petrero Station, he used to go berserk. He goes, how can you pull over 75 people in a month and not give any tickets? I go, I just did. Anyway, that's that. Let's talk about baseball in 2017 now. The Dodgers, I like Clayton Kershaw. But, you know, Clayton, they put too much weight on his shoulders, man. I mean, they've got to have some type of they've got to have a Clayton 2 and a Clayton 3. They need help.
That's why his back went out this year. You know, he was carrying all that weight on his shoulders. And I think that they got some good young pitchers. Julio Urias is going to be good. He had a good year, especially for a rookie. But they need another pitcher at least or another two before they can really compete with teams like the Cubs.
Okay, and what about the Giants? Where do the Giants stand now? Of course, the Giants, we thought they were going to come back and do something crazy this year as far as the wild card contest and things like that. But it didn't work. It didn't happen. The Giants didn't make that every other year type of thing. It didn't happen again. Of course, that would have thrown some odds makers. That would have made them absolutely go berserk. But what do the Giants have to do to really contend in 2017? Because let's be honest, Zach, in the second part of 2016, they had one of the worst win and loss records ever.
Well, you know, I think the main problem for the Giants is the bullpen. They got pretty good starters. Of course, Madison Bumgarner, one of the best postseason pitchers ever, which is what really counts. Johnny Cueto, he put up some good performances, but the bullpen didn't hold it together. And they could always use another bat, I would say.
You know where the Giants choked? When they didn't go out and get Aroldis Chapman. They had a chance to get him, and they wouldn't spend any money. They wouldn't do it. I think if they had Chapman, I think Chapman might have been that missing link in the chain that would have put things together and they could have won. Because let's be honest, baseball nowadays with these wild card teams and and things like that. Baseball is a game of streaks. It's who's on a streak right then. Of course, one streak, we had one team win three games and the other team come back and win three games. What I'm trying to say is it's a streak type of game. And, you know, when you look at people like Aroldis Chapman, I thought he could have done such great things in San Francisco. But the Giants, man, I don't know. The Giants frustrate me. They're my hometown team, and they're very frustrating. They just are.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because the Dodgers were in line to sign Aroldis Chapman as well, but they didn't because of the domestic violence incidents that he had. You know, they didn't.
Listen, here's what's up. I'm going to talk to the cat. I'm going to say to him, listen, man, we're investing a lot of money in you. You know what I'm saying? Do I have to put a babysitter with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life? Because I'll do that because if I'm going to pay you $25 million a year, listen, having some guy follow you around for $200,000 a year and babysit you is not a huge expense.
Yeah, at the end of the day, and it's funny because you look at the team that won and what player did happen to start on that team as a reliever.
Yeah, Aroldis Chapman, of course, right-handed pitcher with the Chicago Cubs. Now, we've talked about relief pitchers this year. Let's look at some other relief pitchers. Juris Familia, that right-handed pitcher with the Mets, of course, that banked $4.1 million this year. Speaking of domestic violence, he does a domestic violence commercial. Yeah, don't hit your old lady. And then a few weeks later, he's beating up the old lady.
Well, now they're going to have to do a commercial against that guy, aren't they?
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Scores coming up about 57 minutes past the hour, 56 minutes past the hour, of course. We're talking about Matt Bethea, one of our new guys. We're excited to bring him on. Of course, he's formerly of 95.7 here in the Bay Area. And, of course, he's now moved up to the northwest section of the United States. He's coming from an undisclosed location. No, not like Dick Cheney, an undisclosed location, but he's coming from an undisclosed location as far as I know right now. But he'll be here at 54 minutes past the hour. He's talking college football, some NBA scores, and, of course, the NHL. The NHL off and running now. We're really excited about the NHL, aren't we, Zach? Come on.
Oh, yeah, the National Hockey League. I can't wait for that hockey.
That hockey? Did you say the National Hockey League or Hockey League?
Who knows? Same thing.
But the bottom line is the only – and listen, people laugh when I say this, and they say, why would you – you're a freak. What are you, nuts? No, I just look at Craigslist. And when you look at Craigslist, you know, if the UFC's in town, if there's a UFC event, you go to Craigslist, and there's guys saying, I'll take you to the UFC event tonight if you rock my world. And then you've got girls out there saying, I'll rock your world if you take me to the Super Bowl or the UFC or the World Series or the NBA title. I can keep going and going and going and going and going and going. The bottom line is, when I search Craigslist for the National Hockey League, is it that hockey leagues don't have, the hockey fans don't have sex or what?
That's probably what it is. It seems like the type of sport where they wouldn't be able to attract a lot of women with that.
Yeah, straight up, we have open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Probably the top 12 relief pitchers going into 2017. And, of course, this is going to rely a bit on Juris Familia's status with the police, but Kenley Jansen with the Dodgers, right-hand pitcher. Chapman, of course, the aforementioned Chapman with the Cubs. Zach Britton with the Orioles. Danny Duffy, of course, he's with the Royals. Dellin Betances, he's with the right-handed pitcher, of course, with the Yankees. And this one, I have a hard time with this guy's name, Sung-Hwan Ho, right-handed pitcher with the St. Louis Cardinals. Of course, the aforementioned Juris Familia, who knocked out the old lady this week and went to the camp. Bottom line is, you deserve it, man. You raise your hand to a woman, you deserve to go to jail.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And we've covered that numerous times, even with the Fallon Fox incident.
Okay, and if you grab a girl by the beep, 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 you should go to jail, too.
I agree. I mean, and Donald Trump should probably be there.
The bottom line is, he's not going to jail, and he's not getting elected president either. Bottom line is, Donald Trump will be a footnote in American presidential history. Yes, the white supremacists, the white nationalists, they've risen. They've got a cause to stand by. The Ku Klux Klan endorsed him this week. But, you know, he's not going to win the championship. So he won't be the Super Bowl winner, not in 2016. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hour number two, we'll bring you some real live boxing. I don't know, I'm not talking about Manny Pacquiao and Jesse Vargas, and, of course, battling for the WBO 147-pound title. I'm talking about the war, April 15th, 1985, in one corner, Marvin Hagler. Hadn't lost since a long, long time, almost 10 years, I believe. 62-2, taking on Thomas the Hitman Hearns. 33-1 at the time. Former world welterweight champion, junior middleweight champion, Hagler Hearns in hour number two here on Sports Byline. Next up, our rookie, Matt Buffet, makes his debut here on Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. First, I have a little smoke, then I get up and go. And yes, I'm always two. I was late for what, babe? It's hard being a slave to your body.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you get through this dragnet, it's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like an SPL 5-piece drum kit for $2.99, an Electro Voice vocal mic just $29, and check out the new Roland DJ808 for $14.99. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
55 and a half minutes past hour. Let's take it to my man, Matt Bissett. Matt, welcome to the show. What's happening in the world of scores?
Well, in tonight's marquee college football matchup, number one ranked Alabama hit Baton Rouge unblemished, winning a slugfest over 13th ranked rival LSU by a score of 10-0. Bama was led on offense by quarterback Jalen Hurts, who ran for 114 yards and the game's only touchdown. Leonard Fournette was held to just 35 yards on 17 carries by that Crimson Tide defense. Elsewhere in college football, the number two ranked Clemson Tigers and the number three ranked Michigan Wolverines both cruised to blowout victories over Syracuse and Maryland, respectively. The biggest upset of the day came in the SEC as unranked Mississippi State knocked off number 4 Texas A&M 35-28. Nick Fitzgerald ran for 182 yards and 2 scores to lead the Bulldogs to victory. In some late-night Pac-12 action, Jake Browning has found John Ross and Dante Pettis for 3 touchdowns each. The 5th-ranked Washington Huskies are capitalizing on that Texas A&M loss as they lead the Cal Bears 59-20 in Berkeley. That game is now into the 4th quarter. Number 6 Ohio State made Nebraska look undeserving of their top 10 ranking as the Buckeyes routed the Cornhuskers 62-3 in Columbus. Lamar Jackson continued to strengthen his Heisman resume as he accounted for 7 touchdowns for his 7th-ranked Louisville Cardinals in their 52-7 win over Boston College. Number 8 Wisconsin and 9 Auburn remained in the playoff hunt with conference wins of their own. On the hardwood, the Cleveland Cavaliers remained unbeaten, squeaking out a 102-101 victory over the 76ers in Philly. LeBron James fell 2 rebounds shy of a triple-double, tallying 25 points and 14 assists. Joel Embiid had 22 points in the loss for Philly. Russell Westbrook led the Thunder to a 20-point win over the Timberwolves, 112-92. The Bulls dropped their 3rd in a row after winning their first 3, falling to the Pacers, 111-94. The Pacers won despite Paul George being ejected in the 3rd quarter for kicking the ball into the stands. The Pacers were led by Jeff Teague's 21 points on 9 of 14 shooting. The Clippers scored an impressive early season road victory in San Antonio as they took down the Spurs 116-92 behind 28 points from Blake Griffin. Once again, I'm Matthew Bissett with FatKidSports.com and ABC Jam Productions. Now, back to the Taco Man.
Talk to you next week. Matt, thank you so much for that sports update. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Still to come, hour number 2, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars rocking the world, folks. Going to have some fun at hour number 2. Drop some comedy breaks here and there. Talk about boxing to an extent because we're going to bring you the greatest fight of all time. That's right. I'm talking about Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns back in tax day, 1985. You might have been paying your taxes that day. Well, probably not. It's a Saturday. But the bottom line is it was one hell of a fight, probably the greatest fight of all time in the minds of so many folks. Once again, open phone lines. We're talking sports, comedy, and social issues. You want to talk some smack, you can do that as well. 1-800, this is your platform. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800. 878-7529. Plays by J-Man. Talk about plays by J-A-Y.com. Charles J. May, join us now in group. You can break away from an engagement. The bottom line is we're talking sports, comedy, social issues. You name it, we're talking it. And the bottom line is we're talking Hagler-Hearns, the fight of the century in hour number 2 here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines. Look to get around the world. Join the Taco Man. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Back after the news break. With Zach Attack Young, hour number 2, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live on Sports Byline.